Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pope Francis in the hospital.
He will be remaining for several days.
Did the Nashville shooter have weapons training?
The suspect was in an upper level.
Over-the-counter Narcan approved.
A step forward in trying to prevent deaths from opioid overdose.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A respiratory infection lands Pope Francis in the hospital during the busy Lenten season. CBS's Seth Doan in Rome.
His team was reportedly pleased with the results of some of these tests. They saw a decent level of blood oxygen saturation, but he is being kept there. Of course, he is an 86-year-old man who has had health problems in the past. As a younger man, he had very severe pneumonia and had one lung removed.
Audiences canceled through Friday. Hofstra University papal expert Phyllis Sagano on the days leading up to Easter.
If he is cleared to perform or participate in the Holy Week ceremonies, he will. He, as far as I know, only has one bad knee. He had a small fracture and a torn ligament. He seems to be working more with a cane now, although he does use the wheelchair a lot.
First Lady Jill Biden expected to be among those attending a vigil in Nashville underway this hour for the six people killed in Monday's school shooting. CBS News has learned the Covenant school shooter had weapons training. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
We believe there's been some training of being able to shoot from a higher level.
Seven California Highway Patrol officers in L.A. are charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of a man in custody for driving under the influence.
The incident took place in March 2020.
Have a seat and provide your arm.
38-year-old Edward Bronstein, a nurse, was pulled over. He was taken to a highway patrol station where he allegedly resisted and submitting to a blood test. That's when the altercation began. As he was being held down, he struggled to get free. At one point, he could be heard saying he cannot breathe. The district attorney says the officers had a legal duty to help Bronstein. Their failure, he says, caused his death and is criminally negligent. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The FDA approves over-the-counter Narcan as a nasal spray. It's a brand of naloxone, a medication that quickly reverses the effects of opioid overdose. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
It's easy to use and works quickly. And the hope is for this to become widely available to try to curb the epidemic of opioid overdose deaths we're seeing now.
Experts say drug overdose deaths are spiking. CBS's Monica Ricks.
New research from UCLA shows drug overdose fatalities among people over 65 have quadrupled over the last two decades, many from suicides caused by prescription opioids, antidepressants, and sedatives. Experts say those numbers should force doctors to consider mental health when writing prescriptions.
Now this.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden today addressed the Summit for Democracy, the second such gathering he's held while in office. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Since he's taken office, the president has depicted a great struggle between democracies and autocracies. As he spoke virtually to fellow leaders of self-governing nations, Mr. Biden reported the tide is turning.
Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
He pointed to the united effort of democratic nations to support Ukraine in the Russian war, and here at home to the passage of Electoral Count Act reforms to protect the will of voters.
Our job is to keep building on our progress so we don't start heading in the wrong direction again.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
CBS's Scott McFarland reports that Senator John Fetterman is expected to return to the Senate the week of April 17.
The freshman Democratic senator from Pennsylvania has been seeking treatment for depression at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, an announcement made by his office when he entered the hospital earlier this year.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Regulators and Congress consider legislation to improve oversight of banks after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. At a House hearing, California Congresswoman Maxine Waters asks Federal Reserve Vice Chair Michael Barr.
Did the Federal Reserve fail on that?
I think that anytime you have a bank failure like this, bank management clearly failed, supervisors failed, and our regulatory system failed.
50 years ago today, the last U.S. troops left Vietnam. The memories are still vivid for those who served there, and so are the often uncomfortable memories of coming home, as Vietnam veteran Bill McClung tells CBS News.
People protesting and people throwing, spitting, yelling at us. I experienced fellow veterans in some cases from earlier wars that were angry with us and were ashamed of us because they said we were the first generation of American veterans, military veterans who lost the war, which, by the way, we didn't.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
He is made in Scotland as its new leader is sworn in.
The land of bagpipes, kilts and craggy glens has a new leader.
I therefore declare Hamza Youssef duly elected as the Scottish National Party leader.
As leader of its biggest party, Youssef is now Scotland's first minister. At 37, its youngest ever, and he's the first Muslim to lead a major UK political party. Analyst Aisha Hazarika.
It's a big moment for Scotland, and I think it's a big moment for diversity across the UK.
The UK is increasingly diverse. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is a Hindu. His interior minister, Suella Braverman, a Christian of Indian origin. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The World Meteorological Organization Hurricane Committee retires Fiona and Ian from the rotating lists of Atlantic Tropic Cyclone names because of the death and destruction they caused in Central America, the Caribbean, the U.S., and Canada. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.